This is episode 1784. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, you are going to discover a breathing technique for forgiveness. And we continue with our forgiveness meditation series this week, where you discover a different meditation technique in each episode that you can do on or off your meditation cushion or chair to help you in the often difficult process of forgiveness. There are varying degrees of forgiveness. In fact, there are 3 degrees of forgiveness that I will share with you before I guide you through the breathing technique. And I'd like you to consider where you are on this spectrum of forgiveness. So you may be focusing on a particular grievance this week, and you want to forgive someone or something that happened to you. You may not feel as though you're ready to forgive, but you know it's the right thing to do, to move on with your life. And this is the first degree of forgiveness. It's when there's conformity without a real heartfelt release of your grievance. But this is a start, and sometimes this is all you can do for a while. Forgiveness is a journey. It's not a one-time event where you think about forgiving someone or some situation and it's done. You've forgiven them and you're moving on. It's not usually that easy. You know in your mind what you should be doing and what you want to do, but your heart can take a little time to catch up. So the second degree of forgiveness is where you have conformed. You want to forgive and move on, and you feel a sense of reconciliation. You may have worked out some argument or dispute with someone and reached an understanding, and so you can have that heartfelt connection and move on. Or you just simply have more information so you understand a situation better, and that allows you to feel more compassion. And so you feel in your heart that you have some new information and you're ready to move on and forgive. So this is the second degree of forgiveness. And this is an optimal place to be. And oftentimes, we begin with the first degree where we conform to forgiving, but we don't really feel within ourselves that we have forgiven. We are striving for that, but it's still difficult to forgive. And then finally, we have new information. We've become more evolved as a person. And that true inner forgiveness is the next logical step. Well, the third degree of forgiveness is when you don't really need to conform. You don't need any new information. You simply allow yourself to go through the full spectrum of human emotions. So you allow into your life the good, uplifting people and events, as well as those things that happen to you that are painful and cause you suffering. you actually embrace your difficult experiences as lessons to learn and ways to grow and improve yourself and to do something beautiful with your difficult experiences. This is the high art of forgiveness. Is it even possible to forgive in the third degree? It is possible. And you can see ordinary people without some superhuman power doing this, forgiving horrific grievances. I think about people who have lost loved ones due to crimes, and they wanted to meet the perpetrators and they forgave them. They knew that their loved ones would never come back, but they accepted that the act had happened. And in order to honor the loved one whom they lost, they forgive the person. And this allows them the grace to create something beautiful out of a loss. As you meditate, you develop and refine your ability to manage your response to stress. And also, one of the most important attributes of meditation is the ability to gain self-awareness and to notice how you feel at any given moment, and to adjust and shift how you feel to respond better to whatever is going on in your life. So consistency is the key, as always, with most endeavors. And when you sit down to meditate, you can do the meditation techniques I share with you each day. Those will help you to transition from the distracted, overwhelming day into a state of stillness. But most importantly, allow yourself to sit in stillness, allowing yourself simply to be. As you meditate today, know that the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you can have free access to over 1,700 guided half-hour meditations, and each series has a journal and a guide customized specifically for that week's series. So you can explore a topic much more deeply, and this might be a good topic for you to explore in depth this week, the theme of forgiveness. As you settle yourself down now to meditate, your technique for today is a breathing technique where you inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale a sense of renewal spreading throughout your body, nourishing your body with oxygen. As you exhale, let go of fear. Fear is usually what holds us back from the important process of forgiveness. And consider which degree of forgiveness you are at with what you want to release this week as you let go of grievances and forgive. Inhale, renewal. Exhale, fear. You are so worth slowing down for.